agenda, starting with item 792.
792, adopt requirements for deconstruction of the city's oldest and most historic houses and duplexes.
This is a second reading. Let's take a vote, please.
Kaufman.
Aye.
Novick.
I'm pleased to support this ordinance today and thank the mayor for his leadership in bringing it forward. Climate disruption is one of the most important issues we're facing.
It's hard to hear you for some reason.
Oh, sorry.
Climate
disruption is one of the most important issues
facing the city and the world. And there's a lot of things we can do at the local level to reduce our carbon emissions, and promoting deconstruction rather than the demolition is one of those. Deconstruction has significant carbon benefits because a much higher percentage of building materials are reused or recycled in a deconstruction than in a demolition. We heard from BPS in February that deconstructing one house as opposed to the demolition saves about 20 metric tons of CO2, which is equivalent to taking 4 cars off the road for a year or planting 16 acres of trees. In fact, I'm told that the carbon savings per house is now even greater than taking 4 cars off the road for a year, because the market for energy recovery from dirty wood is dried up with the closure of a Newburgh mill. As a result, all of demolition material now goes to the landfill, and reuse is even more important. We're a city with a cutting-edge climate action plan, and this action we're taking today walks our talk in that plan. Portland, we think, will be the first city in the country, perhaps even in the world, to require deconstruction rather than mechanical demolition for a subset of buildings. If implementation goes smoothly, I hope we'll see other cities try this strategy as well. We have the potential to multiply our impact. Deconstruction has other benefits beyond climate change, too. With deconstruction, there's less dust in neighborhoods for all of us to breathe, and deconstruction creates a new career pathway into the construction industry. Of course, this program needs to work on the ground, and I understand the concerns raised by home builders that there simply might not be enough capacity to handle the increased demand for deconstruction that this requirement will prompt. To this point, I very much appreciated Commissioner Fish's suggestion that BPS send City Council a letter in October prior to implementation about the status of the trainings and the capacity of the firms to take on the additional work we expect to come out of this requirement. I'll be looking for this letter and hope that it brings good news about the number of contractors and workers trained. But if it looks like we need additional time, we could press pause. The same is true when we receive updates from BPS about the program at 6 and 12 months after the effective date. In addition to the update from BPS, I also want to point out that by only requiring homes and duplexes built before 1916 to be deconstructed, we're in effect sticking a toe in the water to test this plan. Homes built before 1916 account for only 1/3 of demolitions, and while the ordinance said it's a goal of including houses built before 1941 in the requirement by 2019, it doesn't prescribe an automatic phasing. These are moderate provisions that, when combined with the requirement for BPS to present implementation updates to council of 6 months and 1 year, should provide some assurance we won't get into a situation that grinds infill residential development in the city to a halt. In addition to thanking the mayor, I'd like to thank Director Susan Anderson and Michael Armstrong and Sean Wood of BPS for their work in this code. I'm pleased to vote yes. Aye.
After that inclusive speech, I was saying, you said it was only a third. I was impressed that it is a third of homes demolished in the last 2 years were built in 1916 or earlier. And if we don't preserve these old houses, we can at least preserve the good parts of them to be reused. Thank you very much, Mayor. Good job. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, BPS, for bringing this forward. I thought the hearing that we had on this was fascinating and very informative. And one of the things that struck with me is that we're really just phasing this in rather slowly. And I think to those who are either skeptical or concerned about how this is going to work, the fact that we've targeted one class of homes, which will represent about 1/3 of the houses that are demolished, and we're projecting about 100 houses will be impacted in year one, I think is prudent, Mayor, to sort of test drive this and see how it works and then fine tune it. Over a decade ago, I remember when what was then called the Housing Authority of Portland undertook its largest Hope 6 project, which was the redevelopment of what used to be called Columbia Villa. And they had the idea of deconstructing the single-family residences. And it wasn't a complete deconstruction, but it was a good faith effort. And I learned a lot about deconstruction then. It wasn't something I knew a lot about. Fast forward, on Friday, Jamie Dunphy and I went out to Kenton, and in addition to paying our respects to Paul Bunyan, who, by the way, needs a good paint job, so I'll be asking all of you for a modest contribution, We visited Salvage Works. And Salvage Works is a big success story in our community, and PDC has played a huge role. And it's fascinating going through their campus because they have some of the great products of deconstruction for sale. And it's raw or refined, and it's wood that's come out of a big part of Portland's history. And they are thrilled that we're about to pass this because for them it means expanding their footprint, more business, and they're ready to accept the challenge of making this work. So I think it has the potential to be good for our local economy, for the people who do the work, and the companies that will be in the secondary market. I appreciate, Mayor, that we're phasing this in to really test drive it. And I think it's another example of Portland trying to sort of lead in the area of climate. So today I'm proud to lend my support. Aye.
Kale.
Well, I talked a lot about this last week, but just a few thoughts. One, what we're doing here. You know, we just celebrated our parks, and they are something, I think, about Portland that we take for granted and that other cities don't have. Other cities have maybe one or two big signature parks like Stanley Park in Vancouver, but they don't have the pattern of neighborhood parks that the Olmsted plan laid out for us and that we're still implementing more than 100 years later. The other thing that other cities don't have is just mile after mile after mile of streets surrounding those parks, in many cases with great old wood frame houses that are still standing, in many cases now in good condition, that is a treasure for our city. Other cities don't have that. They might have a few neighborhoods like Queen Anne in Seattle, but they don't have the fabric that we have of these houses, many of which were built about 100 years ago. And they're great old houses. They're beautiful. The craftsmanship is evident and popular and unfortunately now expensive. Since I bought the first of those old houses myself when I first became a homeowner in Portland for $60,000 and then sold it, darn. I know they've become expensive. One of my favorite books about architecture has the title Frozen Music. That's what architecture is. And the music of these houses is beautiful and should not be lost without thought and care and a careful examination of all the alternatives, and then if it does have to be lost, to be done the right way. So I appreciate the council's support for this and the community's support for it. It is the right thing to do, and I expect fully, though I won't be here when we take up the question, the council takes up the question of how about the next third, I suspect that we'll be able to do that, given that we are walking first and running later on this good work. So again, Sean, thank you, Sean Wood, at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I hear there's going to be a celebration over there, and there should be, for your good work. Elisa Kane's back. Thank you for your support for this work. The Bureau staff has done a great job. I also want to particularly recognize Jackie Dingfelder, my former environmental lead in my office, who's now off learning from other cities, but who advanced this idea, and Zach Klonowski, who has brought it to the finish line in good order. So thank you all for great work. I'm very proud of this, and I think it's going to do a lot of good street by street, house by house, all over a great old city. Aye.